Most Zimbabweans can clearly identify this tune, which is a symbol of the country's independence from British rule. Among the people who have pledged allegiance to the national anthem are whites who were born and bred in Zimbabwe. One of them is David Coltart, an attorney, former Rhodesian serviceman and education minister, who says this is his only home.
I have an affinity for the flag. I have an affinity. I actually love our national anthem. I love its tune. Some of the words I feel are divisive, but there are many things that make me feel Zimbabwean.
Coltart says most Zimbabweans who endured years of brutal abuse at the hands of white settlers are not racist.
Zimbabwe remains a wonderful place to live in because despite all the hate speech that is spewed out by ZANU-PF, the fact of the matter is that we have remarkably good race relations in this country.
According to the former MTC lawmaker, his family has been living in harmony with blacks for many years, an indication that whites are part of life in Zimbabwe.
I identify with many things, mainly the people. I feel at home with all our people. I feel very accepted by Zimbabwean people across all racial groups. The warmth that I and my family receive is very hard to describe, but it's constant. So I think that that's the number one thing that makes me feel at home because of that sense of acceptance.
This is despite the fact that Coltart was in the Rhodesian military fighting against so-called terrorists aligned to ZAPU and ZANU. The former lawmaker is well known for assisting in the crafting of a comprehensive booklet on alleged fire brigade atrocities in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces in the 1980s. Another white Zimbabwean, Ian Kay, who describes himself as a family man, says his roots are in Marondera province.
Zimbabwe is my home, as it is to millions of others, and I saw no need to leave. And I certainly wasn't going to leave just because a handful of people, you know, wanted me out of the way for their own personal reasons. It wasn't an option as far as I and my family was concerned.
He used to play with black children when he was growing up, and this made him feel wanted in local communities.
In the early part of my life, in fact, all my life, I've always been, especially when I started learning how to speak, I used to play with you know, the kids on our farm, and you know, they were my playmates. And I didn't have brothers and sisters. That it was just a natural progression. And in the house, my father insisted that that whenever I spoke with a black person, I was to speak in Shona.
He was attacked by some suspected ZANU-PF activists when Zimbabwe introduced its land reform program in the year 2000, which resulted in more than 3,600 white commercial farmers losing their lucrative land to indigenous people. MTC lawmaker Eddie Cross, who supported black nationalists when they took up arms against the Smith government, echoed Kay's sentiment, saying he also loves Zimbabwe.
I'm totally integrated with my community. My constituency is probably 95% black and poor and high density. So I feel I'm really part of the community in every way.
However, Cross believes that whites need to be careful about what they say and do in the country.
Life is not easy for the white Africans who live here. We are discriminated against in government, pretty much across the board. In society as a whole, I personally don't feel any discrimination at all.
More than 4,000 white commercial farmers used to occupy prime land in Zimbabwe before most of them were pushed out by blacks whose ancestors lost their land to white settlers when they first came to the country. Some of the whites were killed and others maimed in the skirmishes with land invaders. In the next edition of this two-part series, we'll focus on the impact of the land invasions on the remaining white Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.